Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Live from the Investors Bank Studio, Boomer Esiason, Greg Giannotti, Boomer and Gio on the Fan, and across the country on CBS Sports Network. Good Tuesday morning. Those are the New York Yankees we thought we were going to see, rounding into shape for the time being, Giancarlo Stanton being Giancarlo Stanton. Yes, known Dementi Carr, let's go. And Miguel Andujar joining the likes of Joe DiMaggio and Mickey Mantle as this guy continues to rake. We got a lot of draft on the show today because, of course, only 2 days away, we could finally really start getting into that. Good morning, Boomer. How are you?
Yeah, I'm doing great, Greg. And, you know, I'm a little bit disgusted because the Yankees now have had Sanchez come up. They've had Judge come up.
Yeah.
Now Andujar is up here, and they brought in Gleyber Torres, however you say it. At the end of the day, they were loaded in the minors, and they made some trades to refortify all that stuff. And I'm telling you right now, this kid Andujar is the next coming. He's like Sanchez, Judge were the last 2 years. Now the Yankees have another guy that's going to be like right there for Rookie of the Year voting. He's still rookie eligible, even though he played a little bit last year. And this guy is batting .450 over the last seven games, .448 or so. Think about that for a second.
It's crazy.
And as you just brought it up, you know, and they were talking about it last night, I know, and they've written about it this morning, the fact that he joins the likes of, you know, Mickey Mantle and these guys, you know, under 24, seven straight games with an extra base hit.
That's right.
And then you read all the players, you know, Judge's comments and Sanchez's comments, guys that have played with him in other parts of the minor league system of the Yankees, you know, they're all, you know, they're not shocked. Like, they're not like,
well, he
oh
did
my
in the spring,
God.
Too.
Yeah, no, but they're all saying the same thing that they said about Gary Sanchez, that they said about Aaron Judge last year, and now they're saying about him. I thought it was going to be Gleyber Torres, who's going to come up here and reignite this offense and everything else. And they got the guy right there under his nose. And unfortunately for Brandon Drury, too bad. You know, I mean, he had a migraine. He was... You know, that kid's probably a really good player, too.
Yeah, I mean, it seems like an odd injury, something was going on, but tendon in his neck, whatever it is. But he can't go. You cannot unseat Miguel Andujar right now. No how, no way. And, of course, he's going to go through some slumps. The guy's not going to hit .400 the entire year. But you just look at this guy. I mean, he is a legitimate
he's a
threat.
Package. He's a
yes,
real package.
Legitimate
real,
threat right. Every time he steps into the box, the way he hits the ball, just total in command at the plate. It's just awesome, really.
You know, and I'm glad you said it. You said it now. This is the Yankee team that I think we all expected. Now, one of the reasons for that, let's face it, they're playing some bad teams here with some average pitching.
Well, they always beat the Twins.
And they're actually, you know, raking all these different pitchers, especially in the last three games. You know, the real key for the Yankees is how do they play against the Red Sox? How do they play against the Indians? How do they play against the Astros? And then can they continue to dominate the other teams in their division who they're going to see the rest of the year a lot? And, you know, the Orioles already came in here, and that was a disaster. You know, those are teams that you should be taking, you know, you got to take every series when you're playing those games. Much like the Mets, if they're going to be playing, you know, now it's the Miami Marlins, but I don't know really what to expect from Philadelphia and Atlanta because I think the Mets are going to scuffle against those teams, and they're certainly going to scuffle against the Washington Nationals. But this Andujar kid is just amazing. He is he's everything that those other two players have been the last 2 years. I mean, he is just phenomenal. He is just like so locked in.
I know.
It's ridiculous.
Right. The way he swings the bat, he's got a violent swing. The way he hits the ball, I mean, he looks like a guy that is going to be in that lineup for a long time. And think about it. You get Stanton to wake up. You know Didi's going to be Didi. He's been so consistent. What if Gleyber Torres starts hitting now? Stanton, we just mentioned, Judge is consistent. Gary Sanchez wakes up. That's exactly the stuff we were. It's just top to bottom. There's no breaks. You got four RBIs from Tyler Austin, who will be suspended eventually. Four RBIs for him last night. There's no breaks. When they are clicking, when they're not, we see what happens to them. Whatever. We've gone through that so far this year. It's going to happen again. But when they click, there's. I mean, it's just. It's suffocating, is what it is.
It's suffocating
for an opponent. It's impossible.
Could you imagine being the opposing pitcher?
Oh, God.
That's the thing. I mean, and as long as the Yankee pitchers do like they've done the last three outings, you know, starting with Severino, and then Montgomery had a good outing, and then last night Tanaka had a decent outing. You know, he just seems to work so hard, just like, oh, come on already. But look, this is the team we all thought we were going to see, and I still think it goes back to how they deal with those other teams in the big spots. And you know, Brian Cashman's going to add another arm to this staff at some point this season. He's going to have to. I mean, CeCe's going out tonight. I would think that, you know, you can get through the next probably month and a half with this pitching staff the way it is, and even with all the injuries in the relieving core, they're gonna have to go get somebody if they don't already have somebody in the minors. Who knows?
Right.
I have no idea. But it is if you're a Yankee fan, this is 3 years in a row now. And it's not just Andujar this year.
And Duhar.
Whatever. And I'm sick of it, all right?
No. You got to get it right. What if you're the Andujar family and you're listening to the great Boomer Esiason on the Yankees radio network?
It's ticking me off because the Yankees just have like an endless stream of these guys.
Right, yeah.
And then, you know, I don't – the whole Judge thing, I get, you know, why everybody's all excited. He had a breakout night last night.
Stan. Yeah.
We all know that's coming. We all know that's going to happen. So – none of this with him is surprising. Maybe the surprise was that he got off to such a slow start. But then when you analyze his previous Aprils, you say to yourself, okay, you get it. This is the way he is. But it's ridiculous how much talent the Yankees have on that field. And two guys, Greg Bird is injured.
Yep.
You know, you have Drury. Drury's injured.
Yep.
When Austin Romine does play, always seems to have a big hit. When Ronald Torres plays, he seems to have a big hit. Nobody ever talks about Tyler Austin because, you know, until he got into the fight against Boston, that guy hits. I mean, the only guy that didn't hit last night was Gardner. Maybe he's a little bit overrated. I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah, right, sure.
But it's ridiculous. It is absolutely ridiculous. And this is exactly what I think we all expected. And when it's going and it's going like this and you get the pitching like they got.
Sure.
And you're playing these middling teams. It's pretty damn impressive.
Well, I mean, the Twins to the Yankees are just – they're just a little brother that you can just – you're physically bigger than, that you could do whatever you want to. I mean, really, the Minnesota Twins are horrendous against the Yankees. They can never – have. Doesn't matter who's on the team. Doesn't matter if it's this team here or any other Yankee team. They can't – so I don't want to look at the Twins as a middling team. I mean, this was a team that, you know, had a good year last year, added some stuff, coming back in a division where they thought they could beat up on some of the bad teams in their division and get back to the postseason. But the Yankees just own them. And also the Blue Jays, by the way, I don't want to dismiss that. Blue Jays came in hot. Blue Jays came in hot into Yankee Stadium. They had won a bunch of games in a row. They were hitting, and the Yankees shut them down. So that's one I don't want to minimize. And it's, what's going to get lost is Tanaka. It's Tanaka is hot and cold. You're either going to get a great performance like you got last night or an atrocious one like we've seen earlier in the year, and you never get in between. It's either the guy is totally, completely getting crushed, eight earned runs, or you get what you get last night, and hopefully you get more of these than you have the bad ones.
I'm deciding an opposing pitcher, if you're on that mound, there's just basically no easy out. It's unlike, you know, playing the Mets. You know, the Mets, I was looking at this. So the Mets have the number one hitter in the National League, and is Drubal Cabrera. He's number one. He leads the league in hitting.
Yep.
Right? The next guy on the list is tied for 66th. I mean, you know, that's who the Mets are. And the Mets basically have about as light a hitting lineup. It's the opposite. You have three black holes in that lineup. You have guys that are injured, guys that are not playing well. I hope Cespedes played 18 holes, 36 holes of golf yesterday. I don't give a damn what he does, just as long as he starts hitting the ball consistently.
When he stays healthy, right?
Yeah, as long as he stays healthy, he can do whatever he wants on his day off. Just don't play golf when you're hurt. I don't know. They're an older team. They're a team that is got off to a great start, as we know. But they're a team now that has been scuffling, and they're scuffling for a number of reasons. One, their bullpen is imploding, and two, their offense stinks. It's just not, it's not a consistent offense. Like when you watch the Yankees, it's like every night. I mean, they're going to have a, you know, an off night here or there, but every night there's somebody in that lineup. And I would tell you, you know, what are we, 4 weeks into the season here? I would tell you that you have a potential rookie of the year. You have two or three potential MVPs, and you have Severino, who could be a Cy Young Award winner. I mean, that's where the Yankees are, and that's what it has been expected of them.
Yeah.
And that's what you see in the midst of a three-game winning streak like this. That's exactly what you're seeing.
Yeah, I want to see more consistency from the staff with the Yankees. Obviously, it's something you still want to see. But I mean, winning three in a row, doing what you've done offensively here, especially seeing that performance from Tanaka, is all encouraging signs. And Stan, we knew he was going to come out of it at some point. Last night was a great time to start doing it and really have a tremendously mammoth home run. I'm sure we'll hear the call in a little bit. But I don't see with the Mets, I don't want to go nuts about the offense with the bigger guys. I think that those guys are going to hit. Now, the plantar fasciitis thing with Jay Bruce, yeah, major concern. But I still think, I'm still going to believe he's going to hit. And I believe that Cespedes is going to hit. I believe that Conforto is going to hit. Those things I'm not necessarily worried about with them. I think that they will generate enough offense. What I'm worried about is we've got two really disgusting bullpen meltdowns in Jacob DeGrom starts. I'm worried about that. You got Matt Harvey, you don't know what the hell he is. Zach Wheeler is giving you two deep, one really good start, another okay start. And Steven Matz is up and down as well. So I don't, you know, after Syndergaard, DeGrom, and Vargas, we have no idea who the hell is.
Yeah, let me just tell you something.
And those concerns are bigger to me than what, you know, Cespedes, Bruce, and Conforto hitting. You know, I think they'll round into shape just fine.
You know what the thing about it is, though, the Yankees have depth and they have youth.
Whoa.
And those two things combined. It's one thing to have youth and no depth behind it, right? It's another thing to have the youth that stays healthy. And if somebody does go down, you have somebody to step right in who's also a young guy. And that is frightening. That is frightening. I mean, that's like their lineup the other day, and I know a lot was made about it, the amount of guys under 30, including Severino himself. I mean, that is like the wet dream of all general managers. I mean, you know what I'm saying? It's just like, yeah, it's just like, oh my God, look at this. They're all under control.
Right.
They're not paying anybody anything right now, with the exception of Stanton, and maybe Gardner's making some cash, but he wasn't even in the lineup. So I'm just like, This is like exactly what I'm talking about. But the Yankees have got it at every single position.
Yeah.
And they got guys that are hurt that are just as young that when they do come back, where the hell are they going to play?
I mean, the amount of homegrown talent on this team and how they've done it. We talked about Gleyber Torres coming back in that Chapman deal when he went to the Cubs. You talk about Miguel Andujar, as a guy who was scouted out of Dominican Republic when he was 17 years old, and now here he is doing what he's doing. I mean, Brian Cashman, when this thing comes together, Brian Cashman looks like a genius. And he does, but I mean, this is...
You know what makes me feel like? I want to know right now what Omar Minaya is doing. I want to know who is he scouting? Where is he? What exactly is he? Is he going to be able to find, you know, the Andujars, the Sanchez's for the New York Mets?
That would be Andujar.
Whatever. All right. But I get it. I'm just like, see, but do you understand what I'm saying? You've worked with me now for about four months.
I totally understand
what you're
saying.
You've worked with me for 4 months. You know what I love. And what I love is I love youth and speed and health and just performance, and I see that in the New York Yankees. Even when Stanton wasn't doing his thing, and that was the whole thing, Stanton this and Stanton that, he's uncomfortable, he's not uncomfortable. At the end of the day, he's going to play to his baseball card, right?
Yeah, well, yeah.
I mean, everybody's freaking out over it, well, and, you know, just everybody calm down. But when you watch, and then, where do you start? You could name every single player on that Yankee team and talk about a superlative that they have already accomplished this year offensively and say, my God, where does it end?
Yeah, I know. And things looked really bad for a while. It looked like a 500 baseball team. And now after three wins in a row and the offense doing that, they look unbeatable. But this is the nature of baseball. But the issue
maybe,
with...
Maybe Brian Cashman was right. I mean, hell, you could manage this team.
Well... We will, you know, something else is going to come up with Aaron Boone where we're talking about that again. I mean, it's just the
you don't have to manage 8-1. It's just a matter of like, you know, right. Like, 14-1. I mean, Jesus, when it's going like that, man, it is so impressive, man. It's everything that every team in this city should try to emulate. And what I mean by that, I'm talking about the international scouting, the young energy, the excitement, the confidence, every single one of those young kids, even Gleyber Torres, who comes up here and, you know, obviously has a terrible first game from the batter's position, from the standpoint, you know, gets his first hit last night. He looks like, you know, he's smiling. I mean, it's just, it is like perfect right now with all, there's not one area on the other eight positions on the field other than pitcher that you have to worry about anything or anybody.
Yeah, and there's not a lot of selfishness at all on this team either. I mean, these guys like Didi never talks about himself. He tweets after every game, never talks about himself. Gleyber Torres has a rough debut, doesn't say anything about, you know, him and failure and this or that or being disappointed. He said, we got to win in my debut, and I feel great for these guys. I feel great for Miguel Andujar. I feel great for Severino because of what they were able to. It's that Aaron Judge, can he be more perfect? I mean, so, you know, when the Yankees do this, they look like the best team, the biggest juggernaut in baseball. But we can't, just like we shouldn't have been fooled by some of the stuff we saw earlier, you can't always be fooled by 14-1 against a Twins team that you're always punching in the face and knocking out, you know?
But nobody said anything about the offense. What we've been talking about has been the starting pitching.
Right, yeah.
And we had some, you know, early on, they had their own meltdowns in the bullpen. Now they have some injuries that they're dealing with. So we all are still talking, if you want to say the negative aspect of the Yankees, we're still aware of that, and we know what's going on there. And that's why I said I do think Brian Cashman will definitely refortify the starting rotation at some point this year. But the youth and energy, and it's just fun to watch. I mean, it's fun to watch guys come into their own. And when you listen to Aaron Judge, who seems to be like the senior elder statesman on the team, right, starts talking about, oh, you know, I played with Andujar down in the minors, down in Charleston somewhere, and all he could rake down there. We knew he was going to be a great hitter. I'm like, holy crap, man! I mean, it's just like this guy's come out of, well, for me anyway, he's come out of nowhere, but it's impressive. And so take this. So I'm watching Oklahoma City and Utah last night, right?
Because
I want to watch my favorite player Carmelo Anthony go out there and just stop
guys
everything.
Finished, man.
Just
totally
stop everything,
finished.
But Utah plays defense, and they got young guys, and they are not backing down. They're just not – like, today's kids don't back down from anything. Like, they've been exposed to so much by the time they get here. You know, this Donovan Mitchell kid is like, holy – Why don't the Knicks have him?
I got to wait. Today's, I've heard so many times from you, millennial this, millennial that, they're running away. You know, this and that. Everybody needs to be coddled. Now, today's kids don't.
That's a different story. I'm not talking about the athletes.
Today's kids don't run away from anything.
These kids, what I'm saying, these kids are not afraid.
Yeah.
And that's the thing that you love, you know? And then yesterday I had a chance to listen. I don't know if you heard it yesterday. Sam Darnold was in studio with Chris, Maggie, and Bart. And you know, that kid has got New York Giant written all over him. I mean, I'm telling you, if he had that dinner with John Mara, John Mara is effusive over this kid.
Yeah.
He's got his mom in here. They got the whole K Jewelers thing going, and mom is like,
I thought you didn't like people promoting stuff.
No, but I don't care. He's in here with his mom. It's fine. And then you listen to the mom's perspective. You know, he always wanted to take a picture in a football jersey or this jersey. He was a great baseball player. And then you hear the kid, and they were trying to get the kid – you know, to say, yeah, I should be the number one pick, or I should be the guy that, you know, should lead the Giants. You know, he would not bite. He would not bite. Like, if that's Baker Mayfield, he's in there going, I should be number one. You know, it's a different personality.
Yeah.
And you hear that kid, you say, and he's like, man, I don't know what I'm getting myself into. I'm not ready. You know, I don't know what the NFL is going to lead, you know, but I know one thing, I can lead. I can lead by example. I mean, that kid's got New York Giant written right across his forehead, dude.
Yeah,
I'm telling you.
So now are you in love with him now, too?
I have been telling you that if he is there for the
forget
Giants.
Forget about the Giants. I'm talking overall. He goes to Cleveland. You think he's going to be successful?
I still think Cleveland should take Josh Allen.
That's not what I'm asking. I'm saying if Sam Darnold goes to Cleveland, do you think that is going to be a place where he can succeed?
I've heard Sam Darnold give 50 interviews.
Yeah.
And that kid has never changed. That kid has been great. That's why I think I'm telling you, John Mara would fall in love with this kid.
Yeah.
That kid was at the Manning camp, so he knows Eli. I don't know how that whole thing goes, the relationship. Eli will be professional. There's no question about it. I just think if they could get their hands on that kid, I don't know how they wouldn't draft him.
Yeah, and I think that that, to me, is an obvious one. What's not obvious is what happens if he goes to Cleveland. Well, I still have no idea what the Giants are going to do. No clue. I think there's just about as good a chance that they go Saquon Barkley as they do trade out, as they do take one of the other quarterbacks. I really don't know.
Or take Bradley Chubb to fill in where JPP left. You know, you want an edge rusher. This guy's supposedly the edge rusher.
But
so
they're changing defenses, though. I mean, is he going to stand up in that 3-4? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
They're not going to go Bradley Chubb with the second overall pick.
I'm just telling you that if you would have listened to that, and I'm sure a lot of our listeners did listen yesterday afternoon, if you would have listened to that interview, you would know why I believe that that kid's got Giant written all over him.
Yeah.
I mean, he fits the bill 100%. They even asked his mom, are you going to move to New Jersey if he gets drafted here? Like, you know, can't the kid grow up?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, the kid will grow up. He's fine. He'll get it.
She'll definitely move. I mean, she's out in California. She'll definitely move.
Yeah, but she still has 2 years until she retires, and she wants to, you know, go through it with full
retirement.
Well,
what is she doing now?
Well, I don't know what her job is, but I mean, his son will be in the NFL.
I mean, you know, it's good for her
that she wants to finish out her life and her job.
I can take care of her. Retire early.
And he will, because he loves his mom. But right. I will say that just listening to him, and I know he's got some buddies that are on the Giants. He's got that one tackle, if he's still here, I think he's still here, that was raving about him last year when they were talking to him. You know, Bart was asking about, you know, getting acclimated on, hey, this is how you become a man. You know, this is, you come here, you're a professional football player, you're going to make a lot of money, and there's going to be an awful amount of expectations for you. Maybe not in the first year because you could sit behind Eli. He's got his buddy on the team. He'll find a good place to live. He'll be locked and loaded in the playbook, and he'll be a kid that you can trust that you can give that money to. That's the thing about it, you know, and I always say, it's not your first contract that really matters anyway in the NFL. It's your second contract, as we're finding out with the number of guys now.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.